I'm with Dr. Bloom here today, and I just wanted to get some background information.
Okay, hello.
Were you raised as a Christian?
Well, we were a church-going family. We went to a Presbyterian church growing up, and it was, you know, you just kind of assumed because you were raised in the church that you were a Christian, that sort of a thing. I didn't have any axes to grind against God from that. It was, some people looking back were believers, but, you know, not everyone was in the church there. And when I went to college, it was, I just kind of went off on my own then.
How did you become a Christian then?
Became a Christian then in, I guess it was in college. God used various things to show me that there wasn't much I could depend on in the world around me. And I had a lab partner in the biochemistry class who was probably one of the first real Christians I'd met. And just their life was strikingly different than what I was seeing in the classmates around me. And they were my lab partners, so I just started asking, you know, what's so different about you? And of course, they had reasons for it. And kind of got me reading the scriptures and reading the Bible and said, well, there really is something to this. There's not just some facts to know and nod your head to about Jesus and so on, but there's really a relationship here with him that I could have. So I became a Christian then through that.
Okay, maybe you can tell what degree you went into, what field?
Okay, yeah. I was always interested in sciences growing up, and so I went into physics and then chemistry, both as an undergrad. Then I found out that chemists tended to die younger than physicists did because of the chemicals they worked with, so I decided to go into physics for grad school then at Cornell, and got in with a good church there and strengthened my understanding of the faith and so on a lot from that. And then thought that it was, you know, good to know science well, but I really should get up on theology and such, that if I did work in Christianity and science issues, I would have some training in both. So I then went to seminary after that, and then to was known as Dropsy College, then Annenberg Research Institute, and then finally it's now part of University of Pennsylvania for a degree in Ancient Near Eastern Studies. So the directions I headed.
There seems to be a big controversy about how old the Earth is, and I was just wondering what you thought were some of the key things that made you decide which way.
Oh, young Earth or old Earth? Well, I lean towards old Earth myself. I guess the church I was raised in, and then the early thinking about it, I didn't really hear about a young Earth view until I was at Cornell from some of the other Christians there. I kind of lean towards the old Earth because my interest is in apologetics. You know, how can one make the claims of the gospel credible in an age that's very secular? And I've seen good Christians who are old Earth and good Christians who are young Earth, so to me, it's an issue that, you know, could go either way. So I kind of pick what's the least strange view to take to the streets, if you will. And since, you know, most people go with the old Earth because that's what science argues for, I think that's probably the best way to approach witnessing to people from an old Earth perspective. I guess evidence in favor of the old Earth, I would probably mostly look at the things in astronomy, the great distances and turning distances into light years, and what does that mean for age. That to me would be some of the strongest evidence for it. But I don't have any real axe to grind against young Earth people. I know some people do. You know, if you're a young Earth, then you're anathema or something. But I just look at it as kind of a data weighting issue. Do you, if you read Genesis, then and young Earth view seems reasonable to take from that. If you look at the data from science, probably the most reasonable view to take there would be old Earth. And how do you weight these two sets of data? Is there a way that you can combine the two? So I look at kind of a concordance model. Is there a way to fit the two together? Read Genesis historically, but, you know, with where the days mean more than just 24-hour days. I read it as epochs or eras, something like that. So it's roughly my views.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
Appreciate that.
So what do you use?